We have some new preachers today. But before they come up, I'd like to share a video that one of our participants, Kylie Anderson, created. She's not able to be here today, but she made this awesome video that gives us a little taste of our experience. As you will see, we had a lot of fun and a lot of laughter. Also, I'd like to invite the kids, if you'd like to come up closer, since we don't have a kids' talk, you come up closer and you can see the video a little bit better, and you can be closer to when our participants come up and share their presentations. And lastly, when our speakers do come up, if you wish to clap for them, please wait until the very end. Due to technical difficulties. I know it does work. Sweet the streets I used to own. A second. The projector, yep, projector just needs a minute here. Oh, good, it's coming up. Good sign. If you do want to, somebody back there wants to turn the lights down a little bit more, better, that would be awesome. Thank you, Don. Thank you.
The ceilings were really high, yeah. So it was cool.
Aubrey, what was your favorite thing about today?
What was it? I forgot what I was
going to say. Tell me your favorite thing about today.
Coaching all them cows.
Oh.
She a missionary's in a foreign field.
The singing?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and the dancing, the doing all the dance moves.
Yeah, I'm with Jordan.
A lot of hands pumping.
I got hyped.
Yeah.
friend now with best friend against best friend.
You're fifth.
Who's gonna win?
You're
fifth. Oh.
He's
last.
So I'm at 10.
Ha.
You don't want me to stay because I'm actually in the lead.
87?
5.
Lose it.
Oh, it's a video.
Crap, that's 20.
So I have 30.
Probably a good idea to stay.
It's over. Sees it rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning.
Ready for service day?
Aubrey
is
no.
Very
good
at that.
No?
Yeah.
Grace.
No.
Thanks.
It's 7 in the morning.
We're here to, it takes a lot of work to run a garden that's this big, so we're here to clean it up and make sure that the community has food, good food to eat.
He seemed really emotional about this talk.
I thought you were going to kiss him on the cheek. It's gonna create a lot of room for a lot more plants to get a lot more poultry.
Benefit the community.
Our work here is going to benefit the community by allowing them to have a clean garden that they can grow food in and help feed the community. And we need to do this because it's a lot of work to take care of this garden, so having all of us here really helps out.
Yay!
Thank you, Jordan.
So,
you
know,
I've been killing ants. There are fire ants all over the place in the garden, so when anybody who's doing any tilling or weeding finds them, I just simply am called to use my nifty difty anti fire ant killer.
Don't eat it.
What have you done today?
I picked a lot of weeds.
It's going good. I'm having fun and a new friend.
Church
what
people,
have you learned today?
How are you? I learned that picking weeds
there's
in the heat
weeds.
Tough work.
What have you learned from helping out in this garden?
It's hot.
Whoa!
That's what you were stuck at.
Shut up.
Hey!
Shut up.
Favorite part of the gathering?
The speakers, definitely. I learned that hope changes people's lives every day, no matter what race, what gender, everything. Every day.
Because grace is eternal.
Number one is the drive-in. We sat in a little van, all of us, and we didn't get to choose where we sat. We had to be happy about it no matter what. No matter how big you are, you had to just sit wherever that you were told. And we did it pretty much every day. And then on the way down, there wasn't really much too much to look at, so we just slept, I would say, the whole time. And when we were bored, we did karaoke sometimes, like the video showed. And it ranged from soft country to hardcore Spanish hip hop. And then the second place is Fort Stockton. And the first place we went to there was a Mexican restaurant, and we had the most horrible Arnold Palmer you could ever imagine. I don't even know what was in it. But that place was canceled out by a really good steak place down the road. That place was phenomenal. And then inside the hotel at Fort Stockton, you could either find us eating at the buffet or playing Marco Polo in the pool. And that's pretty much what happened at Fort Stockton. Once we were done with Fort Stockton, we made it over to the river park portion of the trip. And in the river park, it's kind of like a small water park. And it's really small. It's not supposed to be scary whatsoever. So Jordan and I, we hop on this tiny little slide where it's a tube ride, and it's a two-person tube. He goes in the front, I go in the back, and I'm not expecting much. And I guess we were above the weight limit, and I hit my butt really hard on the bottom, and I was waddling for the rest of the trip, so that wasn't too much fun. And then the last The last place was Houston, and my expectations were totally blown away because, like, I'd never been to Texas, and I didn't know what to expect, and I loved Houston. And the amazing place, but the people were even better. And I loved how everyone came together as a community and just tried to help any way they can. And thank you all. It was an amazing trip.
Hello, my name is Trace Launschlager. The day I chose to talk about was the first day. And the overall theme of that day was God's call changes everything. This day was full of fun and laughter. We drove most of the day before we got to our hotel, the Hyatt Regency. After checking in, we all decided we needed to take a little nap after our drive before the big mass gathering. After taking our power naps, we decided to walk over to the mall, which was down the road from our hotel. When we were done at the mall, we drove to the NRG Center, where in line I met new people from Alaska. Overall, the afternoon was a success, and it was all that I thought it would be. We actually got a decent enough seat, even though there were many people in line. We sat in the lower middle section of the stadium. The best part of the night was probably the music. It was loud and it was good. I forget what the band was called, but we called the lead singer British Vanilla Ice because he looked like Vanilla Ice a little bit. When the band was over, along came the speakers. They were all very inspirational, and they all had a different perspective of what God's call is. And my favorite speaker was Tahina Rash, because her story was that she started as a Hindu woman, that she converted into a Christian woman because of her college roommate. One day she decided to attend a Christian church for the very first time, and she liked it. So she kept going, and she finally got baptized, and God welcomed her as a family member. Overall, I think the first day was my favorite day because, in my opinion, it was the most fun, and it was kind of the most boring day of driving of the trip. And I didn't see God in the speakers of every day. I also saw him in all of the singers. Because of this trip, I became closer to God, and I made some new friends and that I already forgot about. But this was one of my favorite trips, and I can't wait to go on the next one. Thank you for allowing us to go on this trip. For all the money you donated, without you guys, we couldn't have gone on this trip of a lifetime. And thank you.
My name's Flynn Schellmeyer, and I chose to write about and present about the first full day, which was God's love. This day, we had the opportunity to go down to the Interacting Learning Center, where Kylie and I crushed in field hockey, got to ride bumper boats, riding a mechanical bull, and, of course, British Vanilla Ice signed my shirt. That night at the mass gathering, Caroline Meeker opened the presentations by sharing her battle with anorexia, a disease for which she was hospitalized at the age of 9. "I couldn't stop the voices in my head telling me not to eat," she said. "I was literally disappearing, physically and mentally. In the hospital receiving nutrition from a feeding tube, Meeker felt like she'd lost everything. As she recovered, she began noticing God. God was there in my family, church, and friends. God was everywhere," Meeker told the youth. "The experience helped her see God doesn't give us hardships, but God promises to always be there." Other highlights of the night included dancing, musical performances, and scripture on how God's love changes the way we go through our everyday lives. I was also moved by Reverend Aaron Fuller's heartfelt speech about ministry. He was a wrestling coach and a Navy chaplain. He only became a pastor recently after working as a naval officer and struggling with his own demon related to his identity. Our first full day at the youth gathering was a blast, and I'm so grateful for this experience. Thank you to everybody who made donations, because we wouldn't have been able to go on this amazing trip without you.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Coots, and unfortunately Kylie was unable to be here, so I will be reading her experience. The theme on Friday, the 29th, was God's grace changes everything. That day was our Synod Day, where we gathered together with fellow congregations in the Grand Canyon Synod. We spent the day meeting other people, praying together, singing, and most of all, learning about what God's grace means in our lives. I especially appreciated this day because it's always baffled me how God forgives literally everyone, yet we have such a hard time doing it ourselves. So this day was a great reminder that if God can use his grace to forgive all of us, then we can be considerate and forgive others without judging or hating. It felt awesome to be talking about these things with so many other kids. After the Synod Day, we had some time to kill before the gathering that night. So we took advantage of our surroundings, and we took a 5-minute walk down to the street of the Galleria Mall, which is apparently the fourth largest mall in America. We went there a lot. And I never let anyone forget that. We got there and we're exploring and shopping, and we decided to get smoothies. So me and Mason stopped at Smoothie King, and their drinks are very expensive. My drink was $8, and Mason's drink was $13. All right, the speakers we listened to at the gathering that night were extremely inspirational and really left an impression on me. These were just normal people who had experienced the effects of God's grace and wanted to share their thoughts on forgiveness and hope. Going on this trip, listening to these people, and just having fun was a beautiful experience that I'm so glad I got to have this summer. I'm so grateful for the entire congregation for all the support that we have received to go on this trip. We couldn't have had the opportunity to meet so many new people, make all of these memories, and get inspired without the church. So thank you. And now, mine. All right, so the day that I chose to describe was God's hope, which was on Saturday, June 30th. This being our last full day in Houston at the gathering, we had the most planned. This was the day we completed our service project at Target Hunger, and Jordan had his famous debut on the big screens. We all had to wake up fairly early to catch our bus to our service project, which we did not know until the moment we were on the bus. Because we were awakened at 5 a.m., as you saw, I was very tired. About half of us fell asleep on the ride to the site. We arrived at Target Hunger, and it was explained to us that this organization's mission was to end all hunger in Houston. This large garden needed new beds, weed pulling, and to be organized. We spent about 5 hours working and getting to know some of the other churches at our project. When we were all finished up, the owner of this specific garden shared her story and how we had just about finished all that needed to be done before she was able to retire in August, which I thought was pretty amazing. I lost my place. This is just one example of God's hope that we experienced on this day. Then we proceeded to food at Shake Shack, and then rested for a while at the hotel, showered, and cleaned up. In order to obtain the floor seats at the stadium, which were in high demand, we waited for a while outside, then soon were able to be seated extremely close to the stage, thanks to Flynn. And I'm sure this was one of the best moments of this night for all of us, was the magical moment when we were on the Jumbotron and Jordan stole the show with his famous nod. The speakers that night were by far the best I had heard at any youth gathering. Two that stood out to me were Carson McCullough and Rebecca Brusoff. These are both young people who have had very different lifestyles but have come out of their hardships with an incredible story. Carson is a teen recovering from alcoholism and drug addiction with 2 years of sobriety. And Rebecca is a transgender 11-year-old who advocates for children all over the world who are transgender. Their amazing stories show that through God's hope, you are able to be the person you're meant to be. And we couldn't have done this without you, so I thank you all very much.
Good morning, my name is Jordan Fortiani, and I will be talking about the final day of the youth gathering. And on this last day, everybody met one more time in the stadium to gather for a Sunday morning worship. The theme for this final day was Jesus Changes Everything. The service began with everybody singing and dancing along to the songs that we had learned throughout the week. The sermon was given by the presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, and was focused around a passage from the book of Mark, which is a fitting selection for our esteemed leader, Pastor Mark, who is unfortunately not able to join us today, but he's with us in spirit. The passage tells of how Jesus had healed a woman who had been hemorrhaging for years while he was on his way to heal another man's daughter. Even though the rest of society had turned their backs on these people and practically shunned them, Jesus did not, and he still healed them and changed their lives. As future leaders, we have the ability to change the world, and it may not be as simple for us as it was for Jesus to just use our touch to heal people and cure their sickness, but that's okay, because Jesus already changed our lives, and with his help, we will be able to change the lives of those around us. Fortunately, after that service, we had another 2 days of driving ahead of us, more long days of being packed in that van. But at least this time, we're able to look forward to coming home and eventually returning here to thank all of you for your support and allowing us to experience this youth gathering. We wouldn't be able to do it without you guys, and we hope that through this video that we showed you and all of our stories, that you guys got a glimpse of what it was like for us on this trip and how special and memorable it was for all of us. So again, on behalf of everyone, we thank you.